Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Tori Van Oot from Axios is joining us, and I want to thank you. I'm starting with a thank you because I read your piece on Molly Hoddle yesterday. She found a vintage Mall of America sweatshirt, and she embroidered it with the words, "I got a lobotomy at the Mall of America." So I invited her on my show to defend the Mall of America and then, of course, talk about her roots in the Midwest and good memories about Mall of America. So thank you, Tori, for that.
Oh, so fun. You want to hear a quick, really quick, small world fun thing? We saw this Instagram post that had gone viral. My colleague Audrey Kennedy, who runs our Axios Twin Cities Instagram, saw it. And I said, well, let's just send a message and see if we can use this photo. Had no idea she was from Iowa or the Midwest or had even been to the Mall of America or the backstory. And it turns out not only, as your listeners learned, did she have that backstory, but she used to work with my husband at the Des Moines Register. And
stop
we actually
it.
Think that we met once, you know, over a decade ago in Portland with another Des Moines Register person when my husband and I were there. So the world is way too small. The world is way, way too small.
Oh, my. And all roads lead back to the Midwest somehow. So that's
to the
fantastic.
Mall of America. Where I certainly felt like I had a lobotomy after a kid's birthday party a few weeks ago. You know, spend four hours with some four-year-olds in the mall, and you'll definitely feel like you've had a lobotomy. So I can relate.
100%. Yes, I'm glad you survived. Let's talk about some serious stuff that you've got going on in Axios today. The ICE crackdown. I know you also wrote about this on last Friday. What is the very latest on ICE cracking down in general, but also specifically with the Somali community after President Trump's comments last week?
Yeah, so, you know, we don't know a lot about what is happening with ICE's crackdown because ICE is not telling us the full details so far about the number of people detained, the number of agents on the ground, the duration of the operation. We do know that about 19 people, they've put out releases highlighting at least 19 people that they have detained or arrested, all of whom had some sort of criminal background. But the full scope, a little bit harder to see. Now, what we wrote about today was this trend that we're seeing in Minneapolis and in other blue states, cities across the country, which is mayors trying to push back in real terms and symbolic terms without crossing the line in terms of like impeding federal agents, right? Like there's only, they can't say, hey, get out of here and kick them out of town. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way. But what we've seen is, you know, the mayor here in Minneapolis, of course, kind of responded, voicing support for the Somali community, other immigrant communities, issuing an executive order saying, hey, ICE, you can't use our city parking lots, providing language that businesses or residents can put up to kind of try to defer ICE and from entering private property. And so, you know, we are seeing some of these efforts. You know, the administration says we're not deterred by this, and it's unclear because we don't know the numbers what an impact it's having. And of course, like, there are many parking lots, right? It's like federal agents, if they can't use the Minneapolis parking ramp, there are other places that they can park their trucks. And so, but yeah, this is, you know, been an ongoing thing that we are watching and monitoring, and reaction here in Minneapolis and what city officials are doing about it.
Yeah, I did have somebody from the Sahan Journal on early, it was last week, and she said she knew of at least five or six people that were taken by ICE, but all of those people already had orders for deportation. So it sounded like ICE, whatever you think about them, they were doing their job. Now, you're saying the numbers are up to 19, so I appreciate you being vigilant about this.
There were 19 that they highlighted, that they said, and they were people who had past criminal convictions. Of course, we don't know is, are there other people being detained, right? And we don't know, we don't have the full information, the names, the backstory yet. We have been asking for that. So it is hard, and this has happened. I'll tell you, as colleagues in Axios in 34 cities, Axios Local and other colleagues have run into similar issues when ICE is in Charlotte, or New Orleans, or other places, Chicago, and getting the full picture. So, you know, we are continuing to monitor this and, you know, report on both the reaction locally and what the federal government is saying and kind of what it means for the metro and state.
Okay. Well, again, I appreciate Axios's vigilance in tracking this, and thank you.
Yeah.
You're also tracking Governor Walz and the effect these massive fraud stories are having on his reelection campaign. So share with us some of your reporting on that.
You know, we're hearing a lot of nerves. You know, Walz is running for an unprecedented third consecutive term, hasn't been pulled off before. And, you know, we really saw over the past 10 or so days, 10, 12 days, that, you know, the way in which President Trump is able to, with a few taps of Truth Social, kind of put Walz on his heels, right, and create a two-week-long national news cycle around the fraud. Fraud is, of course, something we've covered here in Minnesota. A lot of your listeners were already aware with these issues in Minnesota, but it's just kind of reinforcing that narrative that, did he do enough? Was there enough? Like, how did it happen on his watch? And that's making even Democrats who support him, you know, privately nervous, including his, how he's handled the questions about it under fire in the last 10 days. So now will there be, not going as far as to say there's going to be like a change in the likely nominee on the Democratic side. And Walz's defenders say, look, we still think this election is going to be a referendum on the president. His numbers are unpopular. Health care, affordability, these other issues are going to outweigh fraud. We will see. Only time will tell. And of course, the November election's about 11 months away. And that is an eternity in the news cycles we have seen.
Yeah, for sure.
So we will have to see where voters land, and really what matters to them, this idea of how the state was managed, whether they think Walz and Democrats did enough to root it out and respond to it, or whether they think that having somebody who stands up to President Trump and kind of they're voting based on dissatisfaction with cost of living, federal policies, other things, whether that drives votes. But it's making people nervous the way the, you know, the intensity of the news cycle and coverage of this issue in the last 2 weeks and how it's gone for the governor. Not been a good 2 weeks for him.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month, required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Well, I mean, I think if you look at it objectively, fraud is bad. And it's good that we're uncovering it now. So I'm actually glad for the, I'm less worried about his political future, but, you know, glad for the people of Minnesota that we are uncovering this. And there is so much focus on this because it seems that we've been bilked out of $1 billion and I'd like it back.
And Jordana, that's what the governor says when you ask about this. He says it is a good, you know, it's counterintuitive, but it's a good thing that you're seeing federal prosecutors do their job or putting people in jail. You know, he sometimes takes credit for putting people in jail, which is really what the federal prosecutors have done, not the state governor's office. But, you know, so that's what he's saying. It's like we've put new safeguards in place. They've paused. They kind of are doing a review of some of these programs they think could be, you know, subjected to fraud, where we've seen massive growth. The problem for him from an optics perspective is that a messaging perspective is that investigations are ongoing. And as the Star Tribune kind of pointed out this weekend, just a small fraction of that estimate of $1 billion that prosecutors have put out has been prosecuted so far. And so we're going to see more headlines where I can guarantee you there's going to be more headlines. $10 million stolen here, millions stolen here. And so every time that comes up, the governor is going to have to answer for it. And how did it get so bad? How did it get so big? Why wasn't it stopped sooner? And so even if his administration and the legislature has done things to tighten controls, to, you know, stop this from happening in the future, they're still going to have to answer for what happened in the past. And whether voters think he's done a good enough job will have a factor on whether he's reelected again.
Speaking of reelection, briefly, is Mike Lindell really running for governor?
Well, we will see. As I think we said last week, he said this before. He says he is going to decide and announce this week. I think even maybe Thursday he may have said is when he's planning on announcing. Certainly be another twist in this very crowded Republican race. And you talk about Governor Wall's reelection prospects. Another big factor is going to be who Republicans nominate as their candidate and whether they can have, you know, statewide appeal, including in swingy suburbs, and whether the Republican Party can kind of coalesce and unify behind one candidate. More people can make that more complicated, right? Because you've got a lot of candidates running in a lot of lanes. There was a debate last night up in Marshall, and, you know, God, I don't know exactly how many people are on the stage, but over a half dozen on the stage there. And so he may jump in, and that will certainly shake up that race a little. And we'll be looking to early next year. We'll get a sense of who's been actually raising money, which, of course, kind of shows.
Right. I was wondering how he had any money, because I thought he declared bankruptcy or wasn't paying his lawyers.
Well, I don't know if he will be able to self-fund his campaign. That is a good question. You know, he'd be raising money from donors. Mike Lindell does have like a national kind of conservative following and platform, especially in his election denial issues. And so he may be able to raise money, especially he's got his like Lindell TV programming and, you know, things like that. And so we'll just have to see. And you know, the process is going to pick up really soon. That debate last night is an indicator of that. The kind of straw poll caucuses, the endorsement process sort of starts in earnest in February, early next year. And so we'll see how the field starts to winnow, right? And who emerges. And I do think on the Republican nomination, I still think that whether President Trump endorses will matter and will make an impact on who the nominee is, because that sends a strong signal to the Republican base. And a candidate who can get Trump's endorsement has a better chance of, like, maybe not fully clearing the field for an endorsement or primary, but certainly gives them a big boost.
You also reported this morning that Steve Simon is announced he's running for a fourth term.
Yes.
Yes. That's a lot of terms. Have we had a fourth term Secretary of State? Is that a position that usually lasts a long time? And this is not a surprise. You know, I like Steve, who comes on the show a lot. I think he's kept our elections very secure here in Minnesota. So anything unusual about this?
I looked this up the other day, and I can't remember how many terms, but I did find, like, way back in history, a Secretary of State who did serve for longer than that, I believe. So, I need to be fact checked on that a little bit, but fourth term, and it's kind of one way to think about it is, with Governor Walz running for a third term, Attorney General Ellison running for a third term, you know, Steve Simon wasn't going to go from Secretary of State to State Auditor, probably. That seat is going to be open. There's a little bit of a bottleneck, right, especially for DFLers who hold these offices with incumbents when people are running again. So not surprised at all. He didn't really have anywhere else to go, anything else to run for. He had considered running for Congress, a congressional seat open last year. Kelly Morrison ultimately won that, former state senator. But voters on the DFL side, at least, will be seeing a lot of familiar faces next year. And we will see if voters have fatigue, you know, with the current people in charge, or if they're like, oh, no, good job, keep going. I like the constant. We'll just have to see what happens there.
Hey, Tori, I wanted to let you know I'm having our new U.S. attorney, Daniel Rosen, on tomorrow. On the show to talk about his investigation and the organization's investigation into the fraud in Minnesota. So hopefully it's a must listen, and I hope you'll tune in.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, there's a lot of, everybody's kind of trying to do the math now, right? Because his predecessor, acting U.S. attorney, Joe Thompson, is the one who kind of put out, like, I think this is going to hit over $1 billion. And so I'll be really curious to see if he can kind of break it down for you and say, this is everything we're looking for to get to that $1 billion. Mm-hmm. This is how much of it they have said before that even with, you know, thinking back to feeding our future, they just don't have the resources to prosecute everyone they believe was involved. And so kind of what he thinks they'll be able to prosecute versus what he thinks the total is will be very interesting to hear.
Yes. One more thing, because I want to do this segment. This is a segment that I'm doing on my show, and I'd like your thoughts on this. So you're going to be my co-host here. There is a new report by McKinsey and Company, which is a big think tank, that says there is steady progress that or steady research that shows women do not want to be in corporate leadership, that there is an ambition gap by women in the United States, that a commitment to gender diversity has fallen since its peak in 2017. Which was 88%, and that women in particularly are feeling like they want more, I guess, quality of life or balance, and they are not applying to, this isn't anybody else's fault, this is women themselves are not applying for promotions, don't want to necessarily climb the corporate ladder as much. Now, obviously, you don't have research on this, but... Have you seen this in your life or with your friends? You guys are, you're at your age, you're sort of in your professional growth stage. You know, you're climbing that ladder. You're looking for the next gig. Have you had friends or women friends or women colleagues that have been talking about this?
So first, if my boss is listening, please send that raise and promotion my way. I will.
Yes.
I am not on the corporate ladder. You know, I think this is fascinating, Jordana, and it is. I was just talking to my sister about this last night. As I was rushing to daycare, I had forgotten something. I was late. I had not started dinner yet. It was dark. Had to, you know, prepare for the next morning and do some work still after my son went to bed. And I do think there's a lot that, like, modern life and work life is not built for parents and young parents, everything from affordability to daycare to being pinged on Slack at all hours, and kind of like two household working families are both the reality for many economically, and also like very challenging to do it all. And there's a lot of pressure on women, as you know, and I know, to do it all and to carry the emotional load and to create the Christmas magic and to excel at work. And it's just, it's tough. So I understand that. That does not surprise me that people are opting out. It saddens me to hear it, but it's exhausting. It's exhausting to get personal. And I only have one kid.
It is.
I don't know if people have 2, 3, 4 kids. It's a lot. It's a lot in the modern day. And I think the the way work has changed and blurred the lines between work and life. I remember growing up, my mom was a nurse at the school, worked mm-hmm. the same hours that we were at school. Yes. My dad was a lawyer. He had a ton of work, but you know what? He did it at the office. And when he was home, he was home. Mm-hmm. And so now we're all pinged all the time. We're all on all the time. There's a lot of distractions. It's just tough. So I get it.
So that's what we're going to continue the discussion
the
on. Again, check it out.
Definitely hear it from my friends and peers that this sense of how do you juggle it all? How do you handle it all? Something's got to give. That's the sense I hear from a lot of my friends and peers.
So maybe there's something to this new McKinsey report that women are not necessarily leaning in as much as their male colleagues. Tori Van Oot from Axios, thank you for kind of going down this hole with me and the update. And we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thanks, Jordana. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.